We are up to now Nedarim Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the top, talking about now being Matir and Neder through persons expressing their Charata. Zumar tells us the story. Bar Brate Drebianai Saba, Os the Kaime Drebianai Saba. So the son of the daughter of Yanai, the Saba, the older one, came for Rebianai Saba to in order to be Matir Neder. So Amalei, he said to him, Ilu Hava Yedat Defaschin Pinkosoch. If you would have known, then Shemayim, they're going to open up your pinkas, your record book, and they're going to look at your actions. Me, Nedart, would you have made such a neder? So Amalei, lo, no, I would not have. Sharia, and he was matir neder for him. So what was the idea about opening up the books? So the top ran, on the Rav says, Poskin Pinchas Cho Mesham Shem Vavarach, Shemitoch Shehu Noder. The fact this person took a neder, Nirah Shehu Machzik Atzmo Kechosid. He holds himself to be a very pious person. Shal Yichshol Benidro. He's not going to stumble in it. Umitoch Kach Min HaShemayim Poskin Pinchas. So in Shemayim, they open up his book to see, and they look, they examine his actions. So had you known this was going to cause you to be scrutinized, would you have done such a thing? The Rosh at the bottom, tucked away, says a similar thing. He was a Rosh for taking it, as we'll see later on in the Amud. Second Pshat, Iun Tefilah L'chol Medakta came b'masov. So they're going to examine the guy very closely to see. So they asked him. This is what Rabbi Yanai asked him, if he would have done this. He said no. Omer Rebbe Abba, right? My craw. What's the pasuk for that? We see this idea that if you take a neder, they're going to examine you in Shemayim. So it's a pasuk in Mishlei Perichah V'Achin Nedorim Levakir. After a person makes a neder, so then they do a an inquiry. Afagad posach Rabbi Yanai lay, and even though Rabbi Yanai was made an opening for him, anan lo paschinan lay baha. We don't do this. We don't open it up for this by asking the person if you would regret it, because now your actions are going to be scrutinized in Shemayim. Maybe a person's going to be embarrassed about hearing the question, and he'll say he doesn't have regret, and he'll say untruthfully, no, I do have charata, even though he really doesn't. Smor says, "V'lo paschinan b'hado achar naisa." We don't make a certain pesachim in a different way. The Amr Rabba Bar Barchana Amr Biyochanan. What are we talking about? My pasach lay Rabbi Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel lahu saba. What did Rabban Gamliel do for a saba, an elderly person who come to him and ask him to be matir's neder? Yesh bote kimad karois chere v'loshen chacham marpe. Pasuk in Mishlei, he speaks, it's like a piercing of a sword, but the tongue of a wise one will heal. Kol haboite roi ledokro becherav. Anybody, the way Darshan's the Pasuk, the Gemara says, anybody who takes a neder, it would be roi, it would be appropriate for him to be pierced with a sword. But he has another option. El loshen chachamim marpe, but the chacham can give him health. Why? Because the chacham can be matir neder for him. He can get him out of it. So, right? So according this pasuk, right, and explaining what it means, that's also not an acceptable way of making a pesach for him. V'lo paschinon baha dod achraisa. And we don't give a pesach for him from a different way. The tanya, like we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Nosson Omer hanoder, a person who takes a neder, ki'il bona. Bona bome. It's like he built a bome, is a personal private altar. Umekaimo, and if he is mekaim his neder, so then keilu makriv alav korban. It's like he actually brought a korban on that bome. So what's this going on over here? So the Ran quotes about halfway down. It says keinin shomri shami peperek poischin. Lo daech the masha osra Torah. It wasn't sufficient for you just what the Torah prohibited. El sha'ata osra lecho devar machirim. You had to add certain things to that, right? So v'shayich beinami ha'ilishna mishum d'noidir mafis b'korban. So it's when you take a neder, like you're saying, this is also to be like a korban. Kevin she'ein korbanu rotzoi, and since this korban is not going to be acceptable, nimsa kebone. Right? It's like you brought an an unacceptable korban. Umekayimo, says the Ran, kloimer she'enu nishalab, that you didn't do a she'ela to get this absolved. Ke'ilu hikriv al oso bama korban. It's like you brought on that bama, you brought that net that you weren't supposed to. V'chay mishum shchutei chutz. You brought a korban an out of her, right? Now, the other Mefarshim explained that the similarity is like someone takes a neder and someone builds a boma. When you build a boma, you think you're doing a mitzvah, right? But you're not. So you know, again, the idea like the Rama saying, you think you're adding, but you're really subtracting on it. Rav Kahana masni lo lahai shmeitzu b'hadein lishna. Rav Kahana taught the halacha in a little different wording. I'm using the wording we just did. Rav Tavyume Masni Hochi. Rav Tumye taught it the halacha a little bit different. I'm sorry, I skipped. Let me go back a second. Whoops, I skipped. The Resha Poschinon, right? Let me go back. The Resha, the first part that we could tell him that he did was like he built a bama, right? That we would do. But Seifa, in the second part, they tell him that he actually, it was like he's makrivit. Abai Omer paschinon, Rav Omer lo paschinon. Rav Abai says we do tell them that it's like you're makriv a korban on a bama, and Rav says no, we don't use this as a pesach. Okay, now I'm sorry. Rav Kahana masdi lo lahay shmeitzah b'hadein lishner. That's what Rav Kahana taught Rav Tigbi. You may masdi hochi. He learned it this way. Beseifa lo paschinon. In the seifa we don't do that. Bereisha Abai Omer paschinon, Rav Omer lo paschinon. He puts the machlokus between Rav and Abai on the Resha, and everyone agreed in the Seifa, whereas Rav Kahana put it on the Seifa. The Hilchasa, and the Halacha is Lo Paschina, Lo Beresha, Lo Beseifa. The Halacha is we don't do a Pesach for the Neder in either case. We don't do it on the Resha. We tell them like it's Ke'ilu, like you were Bona, a Bama, and then we don't do on Seifa either. We tell them it's like you're Makrib the Korban on it. And Gemara continues the Gemara. Velo Paschina, Baha Nami de Shmuel. And another example that we don't use is like the case of Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Afal Pi Shemekaimo, even though the person kept and fulfilled the neder, Nikra Rasha, he's called a Rasha, a wicked person. Amr Yavahu, Mikra, what's the pasuk that shows us that he's called a Rasha? So it's going to be learned out from Gezer Shava. V'chisechdal lindor lo yebechochet. When you will refrain, you'll stop from taking a neder, there won't be any sins on you. That's a pasuk in Chumash Devarim. The Aleph, Chadala, Chadala. Ksiv Hacha, Bechi Yisech Dalindor, right? It says here in Chumash that you're going to stop taking a neder. Ksiv Hosim says over there in Eov, Shom Rishoyim Chadlu Rogez. When the Rishoyim will stop Chadlu from troubling. So the parallel Lashon shows that taking a neder is a maisa that a Rasha would do. Omer of Yosef, Afananami Tanina. We also learned back in the Mishnah, remember back on Tes Amud Aleph, Kenidre Kesherim, right? If he says, I'm taking a neder like the Kesherim do, right? Lo Omer Klum, it's like he didn't say anything. But if he said, Kenidre Rishoyim, I'm taking a neder like the way the Rishoyim do, right? Nadu Benazir, Kabanu B'Shavua. So it counts. He's a Nazir, or it's like a Shavua. So you see from here that the Rishoyim are the ones who take. Make Nidorim. Okay, continuing with this now, the Gemara goes into a discussion, famous comments about anger, about how terrible it is. So, Omer Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, Kol HaKois, anybody who gets angry, Kol Mine Gehinnom Sholtim Bo. Any, all types of Gehinnom will rule over him. Because some learn that he's so angry, he's going to do all sorts of averos. Shneemar v'haser kaas milibecha, v'haver ra mibesarecha. You should remove anger from your heart and take all the evil from your flesh. Vein ra el gehinnom. And ra evil is another word for gehinnom. Shneemar kopoli Hashem l'ma'anehu v'gam rasha l'yom ra. Hashem made everything for his own purpose, and even the wicked for the day of evil. Pasuk in Mishle, which that's interpreted only going to, you know, the ultimate day of the evil is going to happen to them. They're going to get punished in Gehinnom. There's a sefer which my chaver Rabbi Zevi Reichman put out, Hasid Kasten Becha. So he quotes a lot of important ideas about working on this idea of anger. brings here from the Mosuk Midvash on page 190. Yadua shekol adam shegavro lav midas hakas. Anybody who's kas overcomes them, hutzopli b'chol mini chaloyim rachmanson. All types of sickness will come. God forbid. V'chayev einim chayim. His life is not a life. V'ze atzma oven gadol. It's a tremendous avera. Shetzarech adol lishmor b'riyoso. Person has to guard their health. Shelo yigru also. Can't do anything to harm themselves. Kedesh yuchel abadas Hashem. You have to have a healthy body. Kedechsev the pasuk says v'nishmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. The many contemporary doctors talk about how anger is bad for heart disease and kidneys and stress. It causes many, many dangerous things to happen. So a person has to protect themselves. So by getting angry, they're harming themselves. There's a word from Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz where he says, I think I heard this from my friend, that he says, if you look at the pasuk, it's present tense. Kol ha-kois, while you are angry, right now, kol min gehinna sholtem lo. So someone... The Gemara, it's a punishment. If you get angry now, in the end, you're going to get punished. So the way Rav Fran said it from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was that, no, your life right now is one big Gehinnom. Person is always getting angry and flying off the handle. Your life right now is not a good life. More quote from the Sefer, he brings from the Mori Naim. He says, "Kol averos sha'over ha'adam b'meizid." Any of that a person does on purpose, b'al mimida sakas, it's coming from a place of anger. Ki hare b'chol Yehudi yesh nechelik elkam imal. Every Jew has a piece of Hashem, the neshama. Ve'im kein eich imanu libo hamros b'meizid pi Hashem. How can a person willingly go against the Devar Hashem? El sha'al yedei hakas. When a person gets angry, misalik ha'adam imenu esachelik ha'kodesh avo. The neshama leaves a person when he gets angry. Ve'az oiver es ha'veira. Then he does the avera. From the Hilgim Ore 9. He also brings Hakas Hu Zuhamas Nachash Vetivo. It's from the snake, it's the filth and the nature of the Nachash who seduced Chava, Vihi Midasa Shal Esav. That's like Esav. Esav is the one who gets angry. We should do our best, as the Gemara is explaining, the dangers and the terrible things about getting angry. Continues now back inside. Velo od, not only all these terrible things we said, Ella Shahatachtonios Sholtosbo. Hemorrhoids are going to rule over him. Shne'emar v'nasan Hashem l'cho sham leiv rogaz v'chuyon einayim v'da'avon nefesh. The Hashem is going to give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and your soul is going to be like languishing. Right? Eiz hu dover shemechale es einayim umad'iv es ha'nefesh. What is the type of thing, what type of sickness causes a person's eyesight to fail and their soul to languish? So ha'vi'am re'ele tachtonios. That's, you have to say, this is referring to hemorrhoids. Now I'm going to tell the story about Ula. So Ula is an Amora. His name was Ula Bar Yishmael. He was one of the famous Amoraim. He used to go back and forth from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll see right now when he asks his Rebbe if he acted properly. So the Gemara says like this. Ula b'miske la'ara di Yisrael, when he was going towards Eretz Yisrael, meaning leaving Babel, Islavu le train b'nei chozoi b'hadai. There were two residents of Chazoi that were with him. So it seems that from different places in Shas, that people in this town were just very violent by nature. Kam chad shachted chavre. They got into an argument, and one got up and he shachted, he slaughtered the other guy. So amale leulas. Now he turns to Ula and says, "Yo savade, did I do correctly?" So he's asking Ula, "Did I do right by killing him?" So amale in. Ula says, "Yes." Uparale beis shchite. You should cut him even more. Cut him in his neck where we do shechita, so he'll die faster. So the Rishonim already trying to understand what exactly Ula was saying. Either one, the guy was dead already, and he's just like, you know, giving him a chizik. He didn't really say anything of import. Or the other one is that no, the guy was dying. He's saying no, you know, kill him quicker, like, you know, get it over with. Trying to help the man who had already been stabbed. So he also came to Rabbi Yochanan. Then when Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan, so Amalei Ula asked him, "Dilma chas v'shom achazike yade oivre avera. Maybe I strengthened these sinners. I gave him a shkoyach, for I commended him, but I only did that because I was afraid he was going to kill me." So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answers back to his Talmud, "Nafshecha hitzalto. No, you saved yourself by doing this because you're allowed to say things like this. Then you have a violent person like that, he could have killed you too." Yeah, goes back to the thing. Katame Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was wondering. But the pasuk says in Devarim, "V'nasan Hashem l'cha sham leiv rogez." Right, the pasuk is saying Hashem's going to give you there a trembling heart. Bavel Ksiv, but that was talking about Bavel, because Bavel is Golus, and in Golus a person has a trembling heart, an angry heart. But how is it Shaykh that an Eretz Yisrael person gets so angry that he's going to murder somebody else? That's his question he asked to Ula. So Amalei, Ula answers back to him, Hahu Shaita. At that moment, now we're on the meaning when this story happened, on Amud Beis, Lo Avrinan Yardana. We hadn't yet crossed the Yarden River. We were still outside of Eretz Yisrael. We were in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, that curse of Kas still could apply because it did not take place in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, in Emirat Hashem, we'll pick it up here with the next Shir.